Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Good morning and welcome to Speak Up. It's Monday, May 27th. We're getting deep into the spring here, but we have a great show for you today. Unfortunately, no Peter or Stephen today, but we have a really interesting interview about Crab Park and what's been going on down there and the larger issues that relate to that. We also have, of course, our Gardening with Embark segment and a lot more great things coming up right away. The camp at Crab Park has been in place for almost 3 years now. It is Canada's only legally sanctioned homeless encampment. And in a court fight a couple years ago, the campers, with the support of pro bono lawyers, were able to oppose an order or an attempt by the Parks Board to remove the camp, and in fact got an injunction preventing that, providing them with legal protection. That hasn't meant it's been smooth sailing ever since then. The relationship with the Parks Board in particular, which looks after and maintains the Crab Park property, has been fractious throughout that period. A couple weeks ago, in an attempt to bring their fight to the province and get the attention of MLAs and ministers, the campers at Crab Park went to Victoria and set themselves up on the lawn of the legislature. Ryan Suds is with Stop the Sweeps. He's one of the supporters who helped organize the trip to Victoria, where they met up with homeless advocates from the Victoria region and set up a camp on the lawn of the legislature. There they hope to meet and engage with MLAs and perhaps even ministers and bring their plight and the plight of all homeless directly to the attention of MLAs and the sitting government. I talked to Ryan Suds last week after their return from Victoria. That was Ryan Suds of Stop the Sweeps. We'll have Ryan back sometime soon to talk more about the whole problem with street sweeps and just how the homeless are dealt, homeless and unhoused are dealt with here in Vancouver and across the province. Now it's time for Bird Note.
This is Bird Note. I'm Lola Neal, and I'm a neuroscientist. We've all heard the term bird brain, a pejorative phrase meant to describe a person as stupid or foolish. But in neuroscience, birds are used as models to study many neural processes, as they have cognitive abilities comparable to those of the cleverest mammals. Birds have exhibited surprisingly complex behaviors that pique the interest. Pigeons can be trained to complete tasks. Corvids like ravens and crows appear to experience self-awareness. And songbirds use syllabic songs to communicate with each other. Studying vocal learning and imitation in songbirds like zebrafinches has helped researchers explore how language is acquired, an important topic in human infant development and beyond. Much like how an infant's babbling becomes simple sounds and words, which then becomes complex language in children and adults, juvenile songbirds learn the songs of their parents with syllables as a building block. Over time, these syllables can then be rearranged if needed, for example, to imitate another sound they hear. Scientists are working to understand how avian brains process, remember, and reproduce vocalizations. Not only will this information help scientists and the public understand the complexities of bird behavior, it even creates opportunities to better understand human language development and acquisition. The underestimated bird's brain is an incredibly powerful tool for neuroscientists and has given us insights that connect humans and birds in new and exciting ways.
Music Waste is celebrating its 30th year as Vancouver's premier DIY festival, bringing you over 70 bands and dozens of local artists to all your favorite venues since 1994. Music Waste will run the weekend of June 6th to 9th, side by side with Art Waste. With the theme of trash, Art Waste is set to be filled with superb pieces of 2D, 3D, and video art from local artists. Check out the lineup for Music Waste and buy a pass or individual tickets today on musicwaste.ca.
Welcome, Pablo Vimas, Pablo of Embark. We're here to talk about gardening with Embark. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back. Thank you.
It was always a pleasure to chat about the gardens.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We are in week 21 now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So most of our garden is in a transition.
Yeah.
All the spring crops are just ready to be harvested.
Yeah.
Most of the crops for summer are in the ground.
Right.
Over the last weekend, we have the Victoria Long Weekend,
mm-hmm.
with the official start of summer, and yep. for gardeners, the official time to put all our summer crops in the field.
Good. So it's also a time of very varied weather.
Oh, yeah. This weekend we had here in Burnaby Mountain, we had hail. Last Saturday we had hail around 3 o'clock. Very worrying after seeing the intensity of the hail,
mm-hmm.
that our leaf greens, all the leaves will be shredded by the hail. So, but hopefully, we were lucky, nothing had that much damage has happened. Yeah,
that's good.
And Saturday, Tuesday, we had this rain so much that, yeah, everything was ponding around the garden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big storm. That's the spring. So what do we want to talk about today?
As I said, we are in a transition, but we still can continue growing root crops, mm-hmm. over the summer.
Yeah.
So radishes, carrots, turnips, and they can continue growing. We can continue planting and harvesting over the summer. So, and potatoes. We are just waiting for those early potatoes to be able to harvest.
Excellent. And they're very productive crops, are they not?
Yeah. Radishes, we can have quite several crops during the year because, mm-hmm. they only take 5 weeks.
Yeah.
And so each 5 weeks we can continue harvesting. With carrots, we are a bit more, takes a bit more time, and we just need to be more careful now with the carrot fly.
Yeah.
That we don't want them.
That's a pest?
That's a pest, yes. That we don't want that the carrot fly lays the eggs and the larvae goes and eats the carrots. Yeah.
What should one be looking for to protect against those?
So what we need to be looking is for little white flies moving around the tops of the carrots.
Right.
Yeah. And if you see those, well, we can try to control the larvae with insecticidal soap or watery soap, and now and then pull a carrot and see what's happening in there.
Right.
Yeah. But once they establish, yeah, it's quite difficult to control without chemicals.
Right.
And the other is turnips.
Yep.
It's a nice plant that we can eat the tops for a stir fry in soups, and as well the root itself.
Right.
To do some mash, mixed with mashed potatoes.
Nice, yeah. And what are some other ones we're going to be...
The other ones, well, is the potatoes itself. And yep.